Mother Hunger, how adult daughters can understand and heal from lost nurturance, protection, and guidance, by Kelly McDaniel. This audiobook includes a supplemental PDF that contains writing activities, a resource section with links to useful tools, as well as the endnotes, acknowledgments, and about the author sections from the print edition. I will be referring to the PDF throughout the recording, so be sure to have it handy as you listen. It should be among the files you downloaded when you purchased this audiobook. Forward. My mother died when I was 18 years old, while I was a freshman at a small liberal arts college in Vermont. 10 years later, I wrote her a letter, as I did every year on the anniversary of her death. "Dear Mom," I wrote, "you've been dead for 10 years. I'm already crying, tears streaming down my cheeks, warm and lucid. This letter will be different from the others," I wrote. "Things aren't the same anymore. It has taken these 10 years for me to finally start to care about myself. I never realized how much I hated myself, how afraid of myself I was. This last year has been terribly hard and wonderfully healing. I'm alone now, all alone. No more alcohol, no more boys, no more self-destruction, no more hiding from all the pain. Just me, here and alone. And I still miss you so much. 10 years feels like a lifetime. I'm no longer the girl I once was, the girl who had a mother. But I don't want to do this anymore, obsess over your death. I don't want my whole life to be about you. I'm grateful, so incredibly grateful, for who I have become because of this loss. But I don't want my life to revolve around it anymore. And I don't want to be terrible to myself anymore. I don't want to hide. I don't want to feel desperate or lonely or hateful anymore. I want to stride forward. I want to shirk the heavy weight of all this loss. I want to throw it off like a coat worn on a summer day. I'm tired of it all. I just want to be me. And to do that, I have to let you go. And I think that maybe, just maybe, in letting you go, in not trying to hold on to you, I can be at peace. I haven't been at peace, Mom, all these last 10 years. I've been in so much pain.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?